from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's talk some Eagles football. Our next guest, Elliot Shore Parks, obviously does a fantastic job covering the Eagles. He's brought to us today by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. It is cut down day. Doing quick math here. 8 hours and 2 minutes until we definitively find out who made it and who didn't. Maybe news trickles out first. Prior to that, Elliot joins us right now. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Super.
So, Elliot, I think the most interesting cut scenario or not is James Bradberry.
Yeah.
I think the next most interesting is Paris Campbell. Take me inside your mindset on both Bradberry and Paris Campbell.
Yeah, so I think the bit of news yesterday that would impact Paris Campbell is the potential injury to rookie receiver Anaya Smith. According to NFL Network, he left Saturday's game with some ankle and hamstring soreness, and you just have to wonder if that's a way to get him on injured reserve and not expose him to waivers. And if that seems to be the path that they're going down, I think that is good news for Paris Campbell. Obviously, the trade for Jahan Dotson impacts Paris Campbell. He's not going to be that third receiver anymore, but I do still think he has value. So I think after that that news yesterday, Paris Campbell's chances of making the roster went up. And as for James Bradberry, kind of the same situation that they've been in all offseason. I don't think they're going to cut James Bradberry. I think if they get a trade offer for him, and obviously doesn't have to be much, they would do it. But Vic Fangio has spoken highly of him and his transition to safety. I think they really like him as a person and what he brings to that locker room. So I think as of 4 o'clock, James Bradberry will be on the roster.
It's quite a rebound for him. I mean, that's impressive. Now, let me ask you this,
next
Elliot.
Next year Elliot,
I'm
is different.
Well, no, he won't be here next year. Elliot, I'm curious. He probably would not be here if he didn't have the contract, even as an improved player at safety. Is he good enough to play, Elliot? Like, let's say he's the backup week one and Gardner Johnson gets hurt in Green Bay. Can they put Bradberry in the game and Eagles fans feel like he can actually hold it down?
So I think he can. Vic Fangio has said he's been impressed by his transition to safety. Look, is he a starting caliber safety in the NFL? No. Is he one of the top backup safeties in the NFL? No, but he is somebody that, especially with them playing too high safety, I do think he can take half the field. Now, we've seen in the preseason games, he's made mistakes for sure. He had that missed tackle on the one play. He misread on a play that led to a touchdown.
Yeah.
So he is learning the position still for sure. But when you talk about backup safeties, like they're just, I don't know if many teams have great options at backup safety. So if he has to go in, are they going to suffer? Of course, but most teams will if they go to their backup.
So do we have a better idea now at linebacker who the starters are? Has that shaken out to where you have a clear view, Elliot? Or is this still going to work itself out all the way up to this first opening game?
So I think the plan at linebacker is Devin White is going to be the main linebacker. I think he'll play the most snaps week one. But I also think with the camp that N'Kobe Dean had, and the surprising camp, I would say, that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. had, to have it as a rookie and it looked like he can play already, I think you're going to see a lot of different packages with those linebackers. I think you'll see different combinations out on the field. I think all four will be out on the field at one point in week one, but I still think it'll predominantly be Devin White, Zach Bond, N'Kobe in there for sure, and then Trotter and different packages.
Did Bryce Huff prove what he needed to prove this preseason to make the coaching staff feel confident he can do everything he needs to do?
So, I mean, he will be out there. Like, he's going to play. So, in some ways, it kind of doesn't matter. They're not going to take Bryce Huff off the field in week one. I think in terms of proving he can do it, that's going to be something he can't really do until the regular season begins. In training camp, it's hard to really prove it. Like, it's not full go, it's not tackling. And then he played in the preseason, but it's not like he played you know, five or six quarters worth of action against the run. So it was limited snaps. But I do think they're encouraged by where he's at. Vic Fangio has said that, you know, he's improving at it. So I just think it's going to be one of those things where we'll find out week one right away in Brazil, because I'm sure the Packers are going to run right at him. And, you know, over time, he'll have to keep those snaps that they're giving.
Yeah.
Does it feel like we are starting more experienced cornerbacks on the outside and putting Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean at the nickel and trying to let their athleticism allow them the two-way go? How do you expect the cornerback spot shakes out when it's all said and done?
Yeah, so I think another part of the Bradberry discussion is they Eagles don't really have experience at corner. They have Darius Slay, and then outside of that, that's kind of it. Keeley has played a little bit in the NFL. Isaiah Rodgers had that season in Indianapolis, but he hasn't played in a full year. And then, of course, Quinyon and Cooper DeJean are rookies. Cooper, I didn't think, had a good game on Saturday against the Vikings. Not the end of the world. It's his first game. You know, since that injury, first game in the NFL.
He was just out there running around. Like, really, yeah. It looked like...
It was bad.
Lots of snaps, not a lot of precision.
Yeah.
So I think the takeaway from that was he's not ready to play week one against Brazil.
He'll be deactivated, right, Elliot, week one?
Yeah, I think there's a chance, for sure.
Special teams matter a lot, though, guys.
I'm just telling you, I will
he
be...
He can still run down and cover kickoffs and punts. He can block well on those returns. We know how much that stuff is going to matter. But we're going to put a whole new strategy out there on the field in week one. I wonder how much his athleticism and versatility is going to make a difference in terms of him getting on the field, even though he can't. It looks as though he's not ready as a defender.
Right.
He might be extremely ready as a special teamer.
Might be. Or not. I mean, we'll see. I'm just giving you a prediction. My prediction is he'll be deactivated. We'll see. Go ahead, Elliot.
I also, just to finish answering.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Your question, in terms of the experience, I think you will see Quinyon start on the outside. But what they'll do is, when they move to nickel, which will be the majority of snaps they're in, you'll then see Keeley or Isaiah Rodgers come out. But I do think over camp, and especially these past few weeks, Quinyon has won the job on the outside as that starting corner. It's just a matter of when they go to nickel, when he'll slide inside.
All right, Elliot, and Elliot Sure Parks with us here today. Cut down day for the Eagles. I mean, some players could be finding out right now they're getting cut. Obviously, they got to announce it all by 4 o'clock. Turn it into the league, Elliot. Let's talk for a moment.
What he just said was interesting, though. So Quinyon Mitchell won the outside spot, in your opinion, over Isaiah Rodgers and over Keeley Ringo.
Yeah, he did. The only caveat to that is that he'll also be the nickel. So,
right.
So while
that's still a huge deal.
That's a huge deal.
I mean, he's good enough to be the outside. Like, that's great. We hit on that pick. If that, you know, it feels like we hit on that pick, and this is supporting that.
Well, I think part of what you're saying, Elliot, is he played well, which is particularly impressive given that the players that are not getting the starting nod also played well.
Yeah, I don't think he was handed the job. I mean, we've all seen rookies over the years where they're just, you know, you were a first round pick, you're going to play. That is what it is. I don't think he was handed it. I think he impressed them in camp and won that job.
That's all right, Elliot, I want to talk about the quarterback position, but not the starting spot. So this is the organization that famously won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. It's also the organization 22 years ago when Donovan got injured. You know, Andy Reid reached out to the multi-year retired Troy Aikman to say, hey, my starting quarterback's injured. You want to come play for me? I got a chance to win a Super Bowl here. Can you come be my guy? Troy obviously said no, but it was fascinating. I think, Elliot, they have a backup quarterback problem. And I don't think the Eagles are comfortable when they have a backup quarterback problem. What do you make of Kenny Pickett? What do you make of Tanner McKee? And is there any hope that maybe Howie pulls something out of his hat to make a trade to try to bolster that room?
I really don't think Kenny has been as bad as the outside public seems to think. He's not been great in the preseason games. I agree with that. But that's only a portion of what they see. Like when I'm at practice every day, he's had good days. Like he has been better than Tanner McKee overall, in my opinion, in practices. And they traded a non-insignificant amount to get him. So I would be surprised if they made a move at quarterback today. I think they are going to go with Kenny as their backup. And with McKee as their third, is it possible they would trade him if they got an offer that's out of this world? Yeah, probably, but I don't think they'll get an insane offer for him. So I think the backup quarterbacks will be Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee.
All right, we'll see. Is the guard good enough? Is Becton going to be able to hang in there, or is he overmatched?
I don't feel confident about the right guard spot. Becton, you know, his athleticism combined with Jeff Stoutland, I think maybe over time he could turn into a great guard. And I think as a run blocker, he will be good. The issue with him, I think, is going to be pass protection. And I think a major issue is going to be communication along the line against blitzes. Those starting five offensive linemen did not get a lot of reps together in training camp. They, just because of injuries, this guy missing a day, the other guy missing a day, they just haven't gotten that work together. Yeah. So when you combine the experience with the lack of reps, like, I am concerned about pass protection week one.
All right, Elliot, final thing here. I want to talk week one a little bit more hardcore in a way we have not yet. So the game's in 10 days. It's on a Friday night. Do you know yet when they're leaving? I mean, for a Friday night game in Brazil, do you leave on Tuesday? Do you leave on Wednesday? Do you leave on Monday? Do they practice down there? What is the machinations to prepare for that game and a extremely long flight to then be ready to go play effectively in the game?
Yeah, so what's interesting about the Brazil is the time difference is not that drastic. It's only 1 hour. So, you know, when teams go to London, it's about a 6-hour flight, but you also deal with a 5-hour time difference.
Right.
Brazil, straight shot down, is about 9.5 hours, and then there's a 1 hour time difference. So they're not going to go out there for 4 or 5 days. The game is on Friday. I believe they'll leave Wednesday. They'll have some variation of a walkthrough on Thursday, which will be mostly just, you know, for NFL media. I don't think it's going to be a true practice, but they'll do their normal practice week prior to leaving. The normal 3 days, the practices, the Friday walkthrough will be.
So that would probably be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday then, right?
Yeah. Sunday becomes Tuesday.
Yeah.
Monday becomes Wednesday.
That's weird, man.
Tuesday becomes, wow.
That's really weird. All right.
Yeah, it's a unique way to start the season.
It is.
Sure.
Elliot, nice
work,
buddy.
But it gives you 2 extra days. It's good for week two.
And then Monday night
game. You got a flight back and all that.
3 extra days.
Yeah.
Flight back day,
right. All right,
that's
Elliot.
Okay.
Nice work, pal. We'll talk to you later this week. Thanks, dude.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
All right, man. Fascinating situation with the Birds. By the way, great job by the Phils last night. Battling back from a 2-0 deficit. Rojas with a phenomenal play to keep it a tie score. And then, of course, I don't want to lose sight of the Phils. I mean, we'll take your reaction to everything we talked about with Elliot there on the Eagles. But Phils as well, because in the 10th inning, Bryce Harper came through.
First and second with nobody out. Ground ball, right side, into right field, a base hit. Here comes Schwarber around third, heading for home. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time! Bryce Harper wins it. Here in the bottom of the 10th inning, 3-2.
Tremendous. Crowd's digging it. They can feel
it. It's the 7th walk-off win of the year for the Phils.
Awesome stuff. So the Phils, they keep that 6-game lead on the Braves. And
seventh.
Are now...
That's the 6th walk-off. Did you say 7th?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 6th. Yeah.
I believe that's what he said, yeah.
I felt like we hadn't... I felt like there was a while, for a long time, where we just saw that one Mikel Franco walk-off in like our entire of baseball.
No, that was just when we were there. There's always somewhere in this range per year. Yeah. Every team has like 5 to 10 or 12 or whatever.
My perception when we started doing this was walked anyone off.
Just
didn't
win games.
Right, because we stunk. That was a big part of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.